From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 21st day of January, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, a report reveals that New Yorkers are billed $42 million to help utilities raise rates. A new report finds that a lack of a consumer utility office leaves New Yorkers paying some of the highest rates in the country. Mike Clifford has the story.
Consumer watchdogs say New Yorkers pay some of the highest utility rates in the nation, and a new report finds they are also paying tens of millions of dollars in legal costs to raise those rates. Bronx Assemblyman Jeff Dinowitz is calling on Governor Cuomo and fellow lawmakers to create a consumer utility advocates office. Right now, he says, utility customers have very little clout when it comes to rate increases. Even worse, he says, New York consumers are footing the bill whenever utility companies go to bat to raise their rates.
They have lawyers, they have all kinds of expenses. That expense goes into the rate increase. So consumers are actually paying right now to help raise the rates that consumers pay. It's unbelievable.
Dinowitz says Governor Cuomo could provide major help to New Yorkers this week by including funding for a consumer utility advocate office when he releases his executive budget tomorrow. Bill Ferris with AARP New York says his group's report shows local consumers are paying around $10 million per year to help their utility companies raise rates.
Over the last 4 years, it's been about $42 million. It's a problem that we have here in New York that consumers do not have a voice at the New York State Public Service Commission when utilities go in to raise rates. It's really an uneven playing field.
Assemblyman Dinowitz has offered a measure that would create an appointed advocate as a voice for utility customers in deciding rate cases. He says 40 other states already fund similar positions.
New York is the largest state that does not have an office such as this. In California, for example, for every dollar spent, consumers saved $153. Now, where can you get a return on your investment like that? Nowhere.
A commission appointed by Governor Cuomo in the wake of Hurricane Sandy also concluded that the governor should help level the playing field in rate cases. The AARP report is entitled David versus Goliath, Why Consumers Are Losing New York's Utility Game. Assemblyman Dinowitz's bill is AB6239. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation says it agrees with the AARP study. A Central Hudson spokesman said the Poughkeepsie-based utility agrees the state needs to establish an office that can speak for the consumers. He said, and I quote, "A Citizens Utility Board operated in New York until the 1990s, and Central Hudson would support the formation of a similar board today," end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. In other news, a former Ichabod Crane teacher has been nominated to fill the seat on the Board of Regents. Barbara Rihanna is reporting in the Register Star that Niverville resident Helen Regina Rose has been nominated as a candidate for one of the four vacant seats on the New York State Board of Regents. Rose has been nominated to represent Judicial District 3, which includes Albany, Columbia, Greene, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. The seat carries a 5-year term. Rose was nominated by New York State Allies for Public Education, which is a coalition of parents, educators, and community members that have petitioned Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to stop student data collection and standardized testing, which they view as excessive. Rose was a teacher for 22 years in the Ichabod Crane School District, where she also served 8 years as a teachers' union president and 6 years as a Board of Education member. Candidates will be interviewed by the State Assembly Education Committee members before the final vote of the state legislature. The Board of Regents is responsible for the general supervision of all educational activities within the state. It presides over the State University of New York system as well. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, the Catskill Village Board has named a second-in-command for its police department. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Lieutenant Ronald Frasello, the provisional lieutenant of the Catskill Police Department for the past year, has been appointed the department's permanent full-time lieutenant by the Catskill Village Board. Frasello, who has been with the department since 1996, was appointed provisional lieutenant in September 2012. As lieutenant, he is second-in-command under Police Chief David Darling. That full story you will find in today's Daily Mail. As for the local forecast, the National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory for our area with effect from 6 p.m. today, Tuesday, through noon tomorrow. Dangerously cold wind chill readings of 15 to 25 below zero are expected. The combination of that wind and very cold temperatures Tuesday night into Wednesday morning will produce low wind chill values. Now for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of snow mainly after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 15 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as zero. Chance of precipitation for today is about 40%, with a total snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible. For Tuesday night, more snow likely after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 5 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 12. There will be a 60% chance of precipitation with snow accumulation of about 1 inch, with a possible snow accumulation of about 1 inch. Now the forecast for the next 3 days. On Wednesday, it will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 11 degrees. The wind chill values for Wednesday will be as low as minus 13. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around minus 1. The wind chill values for Wednesday night as low as minus 10 degrees. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a temperature high of only 19 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be cloudy with a low around 2 degrees. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 19 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 12 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:17 a.m. and will set at 4:56 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 21st day of January. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.